Welcome to episode 3 of the 7-episode podcast series produced by the Ontario Teachers Federation as part of its suite of parent engagement resources. This resource supports elementary and secondary teachers and educators in their ongoing quest to engage parents and guardians as partners in public education. This episode focuses on working with parents and guardians to support students' academic success. Study after study has shown that student learning and achievement improve when parents play an active role in their children's education. When parents are engaged in their child's learning, students do better in school and everyone benefits. Parents find it easier to help their children learn. Teachers and principals are better supported and enjoy positive relationships with parents. Students improve, classrooms improve, schools improve, and the entire community benefits. Today, parents and teachers sometimes seem to hold different mindsets and frames of reference about public education or particular aspects such as appropriate curriculum content or effective instructional and evaluation methods. Some parents' reference points may be rooted in the past or in a different education system elsewhere in Canada or abroad. Some parents' and guardians' views may be informed by when they were last in the school system as students. These frames of reference can sometimes perpetuate a static or frozen-in-time model of public education. Parents and guardians may tend to approve of systems that resemble the ones they themselves experienced and be skeptical towards systems that diverge from what they know or have experienced. In contrast, teachers are immersed in an education system that is subject to evolving ministry policies and guidelines, informed by ongoing research and influences from at home and abroad. The system is dynamic and subject to ongoing consultations and discussions with many stakeholders. A meeting of the minds and a joint commitment to promote students' academic success can be challenging work. Teachers and parents both want what is best for a student's educational development and well-being. In keeping with that principle, teachers want parents to help support the learning process at home and to keep students on track for success. Today's students face a different and significant array of distractions, many unimaginable 10 or even 5 years ago. These often take students' minds away from school-related tasks and their studies. As teachers, we can help parents and guardians to manage and minimize these distractions at home and at school. By working together to continue improving ongoing communication and building a shared understanding of program and learning skills and high attainable expectations, teachers and parents support students in taking more ownership of their own learning and encourage them to move along a continuum of learning towards higher levels of achievement and well-being. Now, let's consider some practical tips and suggestions for working with parents and guardians to support students' academic success. As elementary and secondary teachers and educators, we can 1. Share with parents and guardians how learning and teaching are continuing to change and evolve based on current evidence. This will help build a shared understanding of effective resources and strategies they can use to support and advance their child's learning at home. 2. Discuss the respective roles that teachers and parents play in nurturing the conditions that support the academic success and well-being of students. 3. Identify some of the key actions that parents can take to support their children at home. Some might include creating a safe, quiet place for study and review, outlining specific strategies for teaching students how to study, maintaining high expectations for achievement and success, supporting the ongoing development of learning skills, work habits, and 21st century skills, knowing the look-fors for success in learning skills, work habits, and 21st century skills, setting boundaries for use of technology, screen time, and gaming at home, maintaining the optimal amount of sleep and rest needed for high performance at school, conveying positive messages about school and learning, valuing the learning process, reflection, and consolidation, encouraging a positive attitude towards learning, and praising effort and persistence in the face of complex or difficult tasks. 4. Use a variety of appropriate communication tools and methods with parents to respond to the needs of the local parent and/or guardian community. 5. Share success criteria for learning skills and work habits with parents or guardians and emphasize how they can reinforce the look force at home. 6. Provide parents and students with a list of topics, learning goals, and key summative assessments with appropriate timelines for completion. 7. Use student-led conferences to enable students to communicate their learning to their parents or have students attend teacher-parent conferences. Provide parents with a list of talking points in advance and use these as the agenda for the conference. Give students more responsibility and a voice in talking about their own learning. 8. Help parents or guardians to interpret their child's provincial report card and encourage them to discuss their children's strengths, areas for improvement, and next steps for learning. 9. Provide parents with a vetted list of resources for tapping into extra help. For example, websites, student services, in-school supports, and programs such as Math Help and tips pamphlets on reading and writing. 10. Consult, when appropriate, with colleagues and other professionals at the school, board, or federation level, such as a guidance counselor, special education teacher, settlement worker, social worker, or psychologist to determine effective strategies to support students' learning and academic achievement at home. 11. During curriculum nights or open houses, emphasize learning skills and work habits, the role of assessment for and as learning, and how grades are determined from multiple sources of evidence, including observations, conversations, and student products. 12. Frame questions and comments in parent-teacher interviews in ways that convey a belief to the parent that a student can improve over time with effort. 13. Ensure that conversations about student learning are informed and supported by documented evidence or students' artifacts. 14. Help parents focus on school as a place to learn how to learn. Emphasize levels of achievement and de-emphasize grades as the ultimate prize. Reinforce the development of learning skills and work habits and the importance of using effort and feedback to become more skilled. 15. Help parents understand that being supportive and positive with their children at reporting times, in spite of less than desirable results, will help their children remain confident and resilient learners. And here are a few final thoughts. Parents not only play an important role within the school community, but they also have a significant impact on their children's education through the attitudes they help to shape and the direct support they provide to their children. Parents need to hold high aspirations and expectations for their children, and schools need to work in partnership with parents to make their expectations appropriately high and challenging. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast series. To learn more about working with parents and guardians to support students' academic success, including more practical tips and other helpful resources, or to listen to other podcasts in the series, please visit OTF's parent engagement website at www.parentengagement.ca.